This is the meeting of the Board of the Local Building Authority of Emery County, Utah. This is March 3rd, 2026. It's 2:35 p.m. and we're at 75 East Main in Castledale at the County Administration Building. So we'll start into our agenda. First item, discuss, approve, deny September 2024 LBA meeting minutes.
I move that we approve September 2024 LBA meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from September 2024. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. I'd say that's approved. Number two, discuss, approve, deny 2026 annual meeting schedule. We have a copy of that.
We already approved it in commission meeting. It goes through the same time as commission.
Okay.
It's the first one of every
quarterly,
third.
So March 3rd, June 2nd, September 1st, and December 15th.
Okay, so it's the first Tuesday of the third month of every quarter. Is that correct?
Yep.
So we have a motion on that.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the 2026 annual meeting schedule for the LBA. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. Okay, discuss, approve, deny allocating LBA funds for construction of SAR building at Emery County Sheriff's Office. Okay, so in talking to the auditor, we've got $50,000 that was in the budget, which we could spend today, and then we can spend additional money, but to do that we'll have to have a public hearing and put more money into that budget amount that to increase what was budgeted in November.
So what I would like to see happen is if being the case, if we can do a special meeting for the public hearing and not wait till June.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we can put more, but I would like, so we'll have to wait on, I think the more important agenda item on this list is number six. If the chair's okay with this, we could table 3, 4, and 5. And no, which one is it?
Six is the Huntington Senior Center.
Yeah, six.
It's the Huntington Senior Center.
Six is on the first.
And then seven is the landscaping, right?
And do we still?
That's our plan. So we still have, yes.
Do we still have money in the budget for landscaping?
Yeah, we've been hanging on to it.
So we don't. We may not need additional money depending on what they do.
We probably don't have enough money to cover all the landscaping. It's just where we came in slightly under. We saved that for landscaping, but then there's been an additional request from Robbie on changing the ADA compliant accesses.
Right.
He doesn't like them over on the corners, wants it in the front. I guess you could try to interchange.
Well, we could approve the more pressing one and then do the other one in a
later
special meeting. And I don't, how much notice would we have to have on a special meeting?
Just 24 hours.
Okay, so we could even do that next week or later this week.
We could do it next week.
I'm not opposed to that. And the auditor's not opposed. She just indicated that that was the amount that was in the budget. So we just have to figure out how much we need to cover.
Yeah, and I apologize when I was going through and putting these on here because I thought, well, a few years being here, I thought we always had like 800,000 million in there.
There's a considerable amount in the fund. The issue is just what was put into the budget last November, and not all of the money was placed in there. We said, well, we can spend X number of dollars.
Yeah.
So right now we've got a budget of $50,000.
Right.
What's the most pressing project?
I think the Huntington Senior Citizen Center.
The ADA
is what I'm thinking.
Or so the ADA and the landscaping.
Yeah, the landscaping, we could probably wait a week on that if we wanted, or two.
So can I move to table 3, 4, and 5 if the chair's okay with that motion?
Yeah.
Is that okay? So we can.
I'll second.
Okay. So it's been moved to table items 3, which is LBA funds for the construction of a SAR building at the county sheriff's office. Number 4 is to table allocating funds for the Fair and Library landscaping, an ADA compliance project. And number 5 would be to table allocating LBA funds to assist with the construction of a large scale weigh station at the Farron Agricultural Center. So that's the new stock show barn, and they're looking to get a scale large enough to accommodate a semi truck. So those three items have been moved and seconded to a table for this go around, with the idea that we will hold a special meeting and get those funded. So Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. Okay. Number six is the LBA funds to complete requested updates to the finished work at the Huntington Senior Center. And Wyatt, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. The ADA ramps, the Huntington Senior Citizen Center has compliant ADA ramps on both the east and west side of the building. The request is to put a ramp immediately in front of the building. So that would be three ramps on the entrance that's normally used by customers. And to do that, Wyatt, do you want to comment on what would have to happen there?
So the concept design that we have right now, we work with PRT builders on, is to cut out the asphalt in that very center stall that's already striped out. Cut out that asphalt and put in a concrete ramp that slopes out at 112 to meet the requirements. We've also proposed to put a handrail on there, just given the nature of the people going in and out of that building, give them a little extra to hold on to. The handrail's not required to meet the requirements, but it is something to consider.
Okay.
The cost for that is $7,432. And it would be about $3,000 less if you choose not to do a handrail.
I think we should do a handrail, given the nature of the facility.
Yeah. So
will the handrail cut off the access from the sides, or it'll just go up to
it'll be up the middle?
It won't go clear the sidewalk.
It won't go to the building, it'll just get you onto the sidewalk.
So the issue there was that there wasn't enough distance between the front door of the building and the curb of the parking lot to allow for the correct slope of to meet ADA compliance on that ramp. And again, we are ADA compliant with the ramps that are there. This would be a convenience for people that come up to the front of the building.
Yeah, it was surprising. I've got several phone calls about it.
Yeah, so
and they really want straight access.
Yeah.
They don't want to go around.
They like to park that bus right in front.
So
yeah. So I think it's a good project. Anyway, do we have a motion on it?
I'd move to approve. Is there other?
There's other work included in that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. What else is there? There's some inside, isn't there?
Some shelving, a little less sloped area where through a doorway, a couple things like that. Wyatt can probably tell you what they are, but they're included in this item as far as updated finish work.
Yeah, so there's five items that we have numbers on right now. Number one is the shelves over the back kitchen area requested by Robbie, kind of where the ice maker is. Just above that countertop, some shelves that come out they can store goods on. That price would be coming from Commercial Kitchen Supply, and it's $1,360 approximately.
Okay.
The number two is covers over the hot and cold wells. In the serving room, in that serving area, there's the wells they can put food in. Robbie wants to get some covers over those. If they're not using the wells, they just have, you know, cupcakes, they just want a flat countertop.
Oh.
So those are custom covers over those, again coming from Commercial Kitchen Supply for about $414. So those two items would be directly with Commercial Kitchen Supply. The county contracted with directly for all of the kitchen equipment. These next three are with PRT builders. Additional soundproofing in the main room. There's one layer of soundproofing. Maybe two.
One.
Is there just one?
I think there's just one.
Around. Robbie's just an additional layer of denies above that. The price for that to provide the material and install is $13,400. The fourth one is a different threshold transition going from the pantry to the kitchen. There's a tile floor down to the concrete. There's about a half inch, just the threshold. I'm guessing just rolling the carts over, that's been cumbersome for Robbie. I don't have a price on that one. I don't anticipate it would be
Would they pour concrete or has concrete like substance there to bridge that, or what would they do?
Yeah, either concrete or get a more mild threshold, but you know, the one now it's only, it steps up a half inch within a half inch, just right at the threshold. You can get one that tapers out a foot to make more of a ramp, and that would be fairly insignificant, that cost. And then the fifth one is the ramp at the front entrance we just discussed for $7,432.
So our total is,
can I just go like up to 24? I think that'd cover the,
yeah,
up to 24,000 allocated.
Well, we don't have an 24, 25 would probably do it.
25.
So project budget wise, there's right around, I think, 12,000 that we had left for landscaping. And then whatever's budgeted in LBA. So project budget, which would have been the CIB grant and our match and everything, there is a little bit left of that, but it has been earmarked and reported on as being used for the landscaping. We just had to wait till the right time of year to install landscaping, and so that's why that was approved to be held on to.
So would we want to budget some money now for landscaping, or would we want to get an estimate from Roe to see if the 12 was going to cover? So we've got USU Extension doing the design of the sprinkler system and landscaping, and then the intention is to use the Master Gardener people to do the actual installation. So
my one concern, and maybe they get after it, and I haven't talked to Roe, do you think they can get that done pretty quick with the need of the selling that other property behind it? Or would it be better to hire it out and be done? Because it looks like we have some money here at the $50,000 that we could potentially do the landscaping to, if we're interested.
What we could do is talk to Roe, and in the meantime we might solicit a bid and see how much money we would need, and then have that before the next meeting, or I guess we could hold another special meeting if we need to. So what's your pleasure here?
I'd like to, my opinion would be to get the landscaping done as soon as possible, but if Roe, maybe we go out to bid and see what Roe's timeline is, but because if Roe's already planning on it, I don't want to fizzle out his fire, but I would like to get it done as soon as possible.
I doubt we'll hurt Roe's feelings if we let somebody else do it, but I have seen the preliminary plans. He's got them downstairs. And Roe worked for Ward's Landscaping. He's got experience in that. But if we wanted to get a bid on it or solicit bids, we could certainly do it.
So that would be under that plan of action on 7, right? We discussed proof tonight, plan of action to complete landscaping. We could put that in.
Take bids. Just those requested updates to the finish work. That email from Robbie that these guys gave quotes on.
And what I'm thinking to put on record, the idea would be that we would get it done through LBA, through these funds, and then we'd give an invoice to Serta, to Robbie, to reimburse us on, not the landscaping,
just these requests of
these changes. And so we can get done and get it completed.
Well, why don't we, my suggestion then is we put enough money in there to take care of these and make sure we've got enough, and then maybe we do an action item to look at other options on the landscape.
So I'd make the motion for number 6. I'd make a motion that we approve allocating up to $25,000 of LBA funds to complete the requested updates to finish work at the Huntington Senior Citizen Center.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We approve $25,000 of LBA funds to complete updates and finish work at the new Huntington Senior Citizen Center. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Forward, yes.
I just have to clarify on that because it'll affect how I handle it as we move to it. And the intent's to request reimbursement for all of...
Yes, that's in the motion, yes. That would be, yes, that's connected.
I should have said that.
Yeah, I should have too.
Okay. It's a nice facility. I think it's been used a lot. So these will be good improvements. And we did come in under budget just barely on the main building. So that's a blessing.
Yeah, people are utilizing it. It's nice to see.
Yeah, there's cars there all the time, yeah. I see.
So on item number 7, and see if this might be sufficient, move to approve a plan of action to seek bids to look at finishing the landscaping at the Huntington Senior Citizen Center, and then also take into account what Roe and his timeline.
Okay.
And maybe up to $25,000.
Up to 25.
And then that would be our $50,000 budgeted.
I'll second that.
Okay, so let me make sure I get their motion right, that we approve a plan of action that would include consultation with Rose Wallen in the Extension Office about the possibility of them completing the landscape work, and also potentially seeking bids from licensed contractors and approving up to $25,000 to get the landscape done. Is that kind of it? Okay. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. Okay. Do we need a motion to hold another special meeting, or we just hold it?
No, you guys just tell me when, and I just advertise it correctly, and we're fine.
Okay. What we'll have to do is get a pretty good estimate of what funds we want to have, or at least make sure we're not going to run short, and then we'll have to have that public hearing and open the budget and put that money in from that other account.
Yeah, I think in the past, kind of talking about the amount of money put in there, it's always been like $1 million, and it's kind of handy just if there's a project that comes up that we're not expecting, a boiler goes out in the aquatics, whatever it may be, and we don't have to spend it even if we change it up to $1 million. It seems like it's always been about $1 million, my understanding. And I apologize for not knowing there was only $50,000. I thought it'd be a regular $1 million. So
yeah. So okay, if we don't need a motion to do that. Do we have any other bills to be paid? No?
We haven't had much going on.
Any other business to come before the LBA?
When do we want to have this meeting? Potentially next week or the week after? Or what do you think?
I have to double check the advertising requirements for a public hearing when it's budget related. The advertising's usually more.
I think it's two weeks.
Yeah. Other public hearings are 24
so
hours.
We could go Tuesday of the next commission meeting.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good.
That's a good idea.
Special LBA meeting, so that's March 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
Green tie?
That'll be appropriate. Oh. Since it's green. Huh?
So March 17th, special meeting and public hearing to reopen the 2026 budget.
Right.
Yeah.
For LBA. And that doesn't need to be a motion, does it? We can just do it.
Yeah, we can just do it.
2:30, right?
2:30.
Yeah.
We keep it same.
All right. Any other business? Not. I'd approve it. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourned.